two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 3 o'clock. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. And KSL's 100th anniversary tour continues. And today we are at Hill Air Force Base, where tomorrow the Warriors of the Over the Wasatch Air Show will begin. We are having a great time out here. And this is something you really want to take part in this weekend. KSL's top story this hour. A landmark Supreme Court decision that established the right to abortion as the law of the land is no more. The justices voted 5-4 to overturn Roe v. Wade this morning in a decision involving a case out of Mississippi. Our team coverage, the decision on abortion rights, begins with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
The decision does not ban abortion nationwide, but leaves abortion law up to each individual state. Utah is one of a number of states with a trigger law in place that will take effect in the near future. It will effectively ban abortion here with some notable exceptions. The decision came down to a 5-4 split with an interesting twist. Chief Justice John Roberts agreed with the majority that Mississippi's law should be upheld, but he didn't think the court should have overturned Roe. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Utah is one of 13 states with so-called trigger laws that go into effect based on the Supreme Court decision. Republican State Senator Dan McKay, the author of the legislation, says the law won't go into effect immediately.
The Supreme Court is the first step. Once their decision is made, the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel in the state, a nonpartisan group of attorneys that works for both sides of the aisle in the legislature, will review the opinion and find out if the law that was passed in the trigger bill is constitutional per their decision.
McKay says his initial reaction to the decision was gratitude, with what he sees as a wrong decision 50 years ago finally being corrected. Democratic Utah Senator Derek Kitchen says the Supreme Court ruling is a step backwards.
Well, I'm outraged and despondent, to be honest with you. Today, the Supreme Court rolled back progress. Women are individuals, and they deserve autonomy over their body. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court today decided that they disagree. Six unelected judges have denigrated women and made the United States a less safe place for them to live.
Kitchen says he's troubled by Justice Thomas's decision that he says could undermine other fundamental rights. Those opposed to abortion rights are applauding today's decision, including many of Utah's state leaders. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
House Speaker Brad Wilson calling today a good day for states' rights.
And I also think this is a good day for those that are pro-life and want to protect the lives of unborn children.
Governor Spencer Cox, Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, and Senate President Stuart Adams all issuing similar statements. The governor also adding that as pro-life advocates, their administration is committed to supporting women and mothers and called for doing more for moms, people who are pregnant, children in poverty, and those facing trauma. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
President of Planned Parenthood Utah, Carrie Galloway, says state leaders could have done more to help women and families sooner.
Where have they been for people who have challenging family situations where they need help, services, money? They've turned their backs. I'm sorry. Platitudes don't go very far. Let's see some action.
Galloway says Planned Parenthood will continue providing abortions like normal until Utah's trigger law goes into effect, and then they'll do what they can. President Biden spoke about the decision earlier today. He says the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was a deliberate, decades-long effort to disrupt the balance of the law.
The court has done what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans that it had already been recognized. The court's decision to do so will have real and immediate consequences. State laws banning abortion are automatically taking effect today, jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exceptions. So extreme that women could be punished for protecting their health. So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child.
The president also says he wants Congress to codify Roe v. Wade. ABC White House correspondent Cecilia Vega delves a little deeper.
Now, what that means is essentially Congress would guarantee abortion access nationwide. Look, it passed in the House, but it failed in the Senate just last month. They have basically moved past that. There is no chance that Congress is going to codify Roe versus Wade anytime soon. So you scrap that. Then you heard the president say that perhaps DHS could issue, make abortion pills more readily available to women around the country. Certainly, I think a lot of pro-choice people would feel like that is going to help in some situations.
Protests and celebrations have broken out across the U.S. following the Supreme Court's decision. The warriors over the Wasatch Air Show at Hill Air Force Base includes more than jet fighters and classic planes. It also includes exhibits meant to get kids interested in STEM. Program manager Allison Sturgeon told KSL-TV there's a replica of one of the rovers on Mars.
We've got a full-scale model here, and the helicopter Ingenuity is here as well. And then we're going to have a couple of virtual reality exhibits.
Now, the air show begins around 9:45 tomorrow morning. The admission is free. And Ricky Meese, I don't know, clear skies here. How about the roads?
Oh, my goodness. I wish I was where you are right now.
Fun.
We are already off to a little bit of a bumpy start. We've had a couple of crashes on northbound I-15 going from Springville up to East Bay. So we are starting with delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we'll get more on your traffic weather coming up on the nines. Hey.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.